Blog Talk Radio.
Live with us on the Life with Purpose radio show.
And today is Thursday, July. I'm sorry. I'm on vacation, and I don't know what day it is. I think it's Tuesday. And I'm happy to be here. And today I have a different kind of show, and I'm glad that you are tuned in. And if you're listening, I encourage you to call in because we have two wonderful special guests who are going to share this hour with me. And this is really a launch or an announcement for something that's coming forward, and we're going to talk about that in a little while. But we have two special guests today, and their names are Mercedes Johnson and Anaya Nix. And I'm going to bring them in just a minute, but I need to say a few little things first. As you all know, I'm Carla Y. Nix, and this show is a spinoff of my other show, which is called Passion for Life. And I have now elevated the show, and it's now Life with Purpose. And as such, one thing that you know that I enjoy doing and I always talk about is knowing what your purpose is in life. And I know what my purpose is. In fact, there are many different things that I'm destined and that I'm designed to do. And one of those things is mentoring and helping young people and other people to become all that they can be. And anything I can do to help, I'm happy to do. And as that brings us to Mercedes and Anaya. They are very close to me. I love them greatly. One, I guess I have to love her. I can't help it because she's my daughter. So she has to be loved by me. Of course, that's Anaya. And Mercedes is her best friend. And I'm going to bring them in, and I'm going to introduce them, but I'm going to ask them some questions, and they're going to answer. And that's going to be part of the introduction. I'm going to the line right now, and I'm opening. Okay, that's the first one.
And that's the second one. Hi, Mercedes.
Hello.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Hey,
Anaya.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Well, listen, I have some questions before we get started. I'm going to start with Mercedes. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Mercedes. And if you don't answer the questions I have, I'm going to go ahead and ask them. But tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself.
Introduce myself?
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Mercedes Johnson. I'm 17 years old, and I am a representative of the Crystal Springs Marriage Youth Council. Even though I'm a kind of timid person, I try my best to do all I can.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, she does. I have to say that I find Mercedes to be a remarkable young lady. She's very understated right now. If you get to ever be in the presence of her talent, you'll be simply amazed. I don't think she realized how much talent that she has. But Mercedes, okay, tell us, you're 17 years old. Tell us what grade you're going to and what school you attend.
I'm a senior now, and I'm going to the 12th grade, and I go to Crystal Springs High School.
Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know, Crystal Springs is a small little town, a beautiful little town in central Mississippi. So some of you know me from New Orleans, but my family and I relocated to Mississippi here. And, yes, she and I attend Crystal Springs. Now, let's give a shout-out on some Mercedes for your church. What church do you attend? Who's your pastor? And tell us some of what you do at the church.
Well, my church is Clear Creek Missionary Baptist Church, and my pastor is Edward Earl Cook. And what I do at the church is I sing in the choir, help around with the kids and everything. I have to babysit sometimes, but it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that you are part of the Mayor's Youth Council.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us a little more about that and what you do and any other things that you do in the community.
Well, the Mayor's Youth Council is basically where teens, we helping out in our community. We're trying to make our community better than what it used to be
mm-hmm.
because it didn't used to be a place where a lot of people used to come or used to
mm-hmm.
visit. But now I think since I became a part of the Mayor's Youth Council, I feel like I've been helping so much in my community and feel like this is a place where people who that used to live here, that used to be seniors, that went off and thought about moving to like another place but
mm-hmm.
decided to stay here. And I think
mm-hmm.
I helped much in this community now that when the people that thought that I'm going to leave here because it's a bad place, now that I've made it a little bit better place that they can stay here with their families and their friends, and hopefully I just want to make my hometown a place even I can come back to.
Fantastic. Okay, tell us a little bit about, besides making your community a better place, tell us more about your goals. What do you want to do in life? What profession do you want to go into or whatever?
Like what career I want to be going to when I go off to college?
Yeah, college number one is the goal, okay. So you want to go to college, what do you want to major in, and what do you want to do after that?
Well, even though I'm a senior, I still barely have yet to decide where I want to go off yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I
and
do know what I want to go to school for. I want to go to and major in computer animation because I really do like art and drawing and animation.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of the thing I do, and I'm very creative. Even though I am in the music business as well,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do want to kind of keep doing that, but I feel like art is more of a thing I'm more special in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now see, I didn't know that about the computer animation. I didn't know about that. Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, and she is in music. She's a writer as well, don't you write? You write poetry, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. She writes songs. I've heard one. Wonderful. Well, actually, I heard two. That second one I heard was with that little group y'all had, and y'all was saying, ooh, ooh, ooh. The ooh song. Ooh,
ooh,
I loved it, though. Actually, that's all they were saying was ooh, ah, but it sounded good.
All we could make up at that time period.
Well, you know, a lot of songs that we hear, I often wonder if they forgot words or didn't know words because they just say whatever, and it flows. And
yep.
That's what y'all did. Sounded good together. Well, let's move on. We're going to come back to you, Mercedes. Let's move on to my third heartbeat, I call her, Anaya. And... so many people mispronounce her name. Now, this is not a kick against Mississippi, and I'm saying that because our hometown, we're from New Orleans. So, but when we come here, once we come here, people mispronounce her name. And so many people say Anaya and what else?
Anaya.
And she never corrects them. But I do. It's Anaya. And I call her Nene. She's my nanny. So, hey, Nene, introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Anaya, Nene Nix. I'm 17. I'm a senior now. I'm in band. I play trombone.
Hold on.
I'm a section leader in the trombone section in Christmas Springs High School Band. I'm a secretary in the Mayor's Youth Council. I'm a dance teacher at church.
Okay.
And what else do you do? Name your church.
Greater Pilgrim Rest Missionary Baptist Church in Terry.
In Terry, Mississippi. And your pastor right now, the interim pastor is?
Jared Nix, Sr.
Yes. Okay. What else do you do in the church?
Secretary in Sunday school. I'm a children's church leader, and I'm a captain of the dance team.
And you also teach when you have to in Sunday school.
Yeah.
And what else are you teaching? You did just say children's church?
Yeah, children's church leader, yes.
Okay. And you also do what? Announcement.
Usher.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us more about your community activities.
I'm in a Christmas Friends Ministry Council, and we are a young, talented group of kids who are leaders, are trying to be going to grow up to be leaders. And this June passes coming up, came up, we went to Biloxi to do a youth conference, and we were the leaders, and we did a presentation.
Okay.
And we did a presentation, and we talked about how did we want to affect the people around us. How did we, what should other council members bring back, and what are our call to action?
Okay, because let us mention this was a state conference, and other mayors, youth councils from across the state, from around the state, were present at this one meeting. And Crystal Springs facilitated a session, correct?
Yes.
They did a presentation. They did a video. They did some role-playing, huh? They did some and answer questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of you all from what I read from. And you all need to give this gentleman a shout-out. Who's your coordinator of the youth council? Mr.
Jonathan Thomas.
Woo-hoo! He's doing an excellent job with this a group of young people. He's just dynamic. He's an excellent mentor, an excellent leader, correct? Excellent teacher. He's your cheerleader. He really bring the best out of you. So let's give him his kudos. All right, Mrs. Thompson.
Yay.
Okay. Tell us, Anaya, about your goals.
Okay, so when I get out of high school next year, I would like to go to Grambling State University to continue in the band. I want to be a reporter. Anything like sports reporter, news reporter, anything. I want to do that.
So you want to go into sports journalism?
Yeah, that's the number one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If not that, music producer or photographer.
Okay. All right, so you're staying in the arts as well. Arts and sciences, really. Wonderful. Okay, now we have a big announcement. Before we go into further in our show, we want to announce, and we don't have a date yet of the premiere, but debuting will be Johnson and Nix, and they will have their own radio show. That's Mercedes Johnson and Anaya Nix. And they're going to have their own radio show. And right now, we named this segment of my show Teen Power, because they want to empower other teens and youth and to encourage them to be all that they can be. And am I correct in my understanding that you all want to also help with offering solutions and answering questions and giving support to other young people? Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I love that. I love the fact and I'm so proud that you all look ahead and you want to be, you want to solve problems as opposed to just complaining about the problem. You want to help others. And that's why one of the reasons why I pull so much out of you, both of you, about your church, because I think it's important that not only young people, but even as old people, know that all young people are not hanging out in the streets. Many of you are in the church. You're being taught. You're being shaped. You're being mentored. And you're learning how to serve your fellow man. And that's what being a Christian is about. That's how we serve God, by serving others. And you all are about that. So I commend you about that. Now let me say to those of you who are listening, I didn't get the phone number, but you're welcome to call in and give us some feedback, ask some questions, offer some support. We will love it. The phone number is 213-32. That's my phone number. That's the host phone number. Okay. The guest phone number is 516-418-5949. Y'all just wait till y'all get to this panel and y'all go see all this stuff in front of you. But, okay, again, the guest call-in number is 516-418-5949. You can give us a call, and I will open your line as soon as I can. Okay. Now, we're going to do this show in segments. And, you know, every show has segments. You know, like Wendy, that's her name?
Yeah.
She has segments. The View has segments. The Talk has segments. Steve Harvey has segments. And guess what? Johnson and Nix are going to have segments. And so this first segment is current events. Now, see, when they do their own show, they're going to use their own creativity, and they're going to do what they want. But right now, I'm extra, and I'm naming it current events. I had Anaya to write down some things that they wanted to talk about, and she doesn't know what I'm going to ask or what I'm going to present. But I'm going to throw some of this stuff out there, and I would like to hear from both of you. I would like to hear your thoughts on these current events. And if I forget something, that there's another event that you want to talk about, by all means, do so. The first one is, especially since we live in Mississippi, which is a southern state, you know, I hope you know about the controversy and all of the fight about the Confederate flag. And, you know, Mississippi, we have that Confederate flag. Now, what are your thoughts about that Confederate flag? Do you think those stars and bars should be removed from Mississippi, since you live in Mississippi, Mississippi state flag? Why or why not? What are your thoughts about the flag?
Should we think it be removed? Is that what you're
right.
asking?
Right.
Why it should be removed and why?
Yeah, do you think okay, the controversy right now, but maybe we need to go back to what happened in Charleston with the nine people who were killed in their church.
Yes.
Tell me what you all know about that. Who were killed at Bible study at their church in Charleston, North Carolina. Or in South Carolina, I believe. And which is a southern state. And they have the Confederate flag as well. But they were killed because this young man, only 22 years old, a white young man, he went there, he sat in a Bible study for a whole hour, and then he got up and shot everybody, including the pastor. Nine people died. And he said he wanted to kill black people. He went there specifically to kill black people. And they found pictures of him, probably on Facebook, wrapped up in a Confederate flag. So tell me what you think about that incident first, the Charleston incident?
Well, I say it was a hate crime because, like you said, he wanted to kill black people. I think they said the pastor was a senator or a politician.
Also a state senator.
So at first I thought it was a setup. Like, you know, JFK got shot because he was talking too much and he got exposed people. Mm-hmm. So they shot him on purpose. So I think people in politics, if you say the wrong things or you do something wrong that's against what they tell you to do, then you will get a setup. I thought it was a setup until, like, he shot everybody else, too. So I think it was a hate crime and a setup.
And why, how do you feel about such hate, that somebody would have that much hate? And what would they hate it for? What was the hate about?
Well, I think people are just taught to hate.
Okay. Taught to hate. Good point.
Some people in their family have been taught that way. They've learned to hate on black people for some reason, because back then their folks used to hate back then on black people as well. So I think he was just probably taught all that stuff.
Yep.
Right, because a baby isn't born knowing how to hate. A baby is born, you know what he has naturally is love. Just natural love. And to grow up and to hate anybody, that you're right. That is actually a learned behavior. That's not natural. It's not natural at all. He obviously, go ahead in there. About to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say, piggyback on Mercedes said, it's like a southern thing. Like in the South, more racism.
Do you think? Okay.
Yeah, but they have more racism in the South. So that's like what he grew up with and his family grew up with, I'm sure.
So, okay, that's a good point. But do you think or do you not think that racism isn't anywhere else in the country? Do you think it exists in other parts of the country?
Yeah.
Like in the, okay.
Yes, but you hear it more in the South.
Mm-hmm.
That's where some people are still in that mindset that black people shouldn't be here.
Yes, racism is pretty much everywhere, but it's mostly in the South.
Okay. What do you think can be done about racism?
Well,
really?
It's a lot of work done on racism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly believe that it won't go away anytime soon, because there are a lot more people who are raised to be racist.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Unless we teach them that everybody is equal, pretty much blacks, whites, Mexicans, and everybody. If they taught everyone to be equal, then there would be no racism. But as long as there's things like the Confederate flag or the South being racist or anything like that, I'm pretty sure we're all going to be separate.
Okay. Now you brought the flag up. Very, very good point. How is the Confederate flag racist? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
what are your
I'm not saying that it's completely racist, because there are some people out there who think that the flag is representing their heritage and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people out there who think the Confederate flag is racist because of what it represented.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people get.
But it's the way people present it, though.
Yeah.
I think that's what I believe. I think it's the way people present the flag is what makes it so racist.
Very good. Because it's not the flag that killed those people. That was that guy's heart, the evil in his heart. And unfortunately, some people are extreme. You know, and he obviously had extreme hatred and extreme racism. And you're right, the flag does. I kind of understand the people who don't want the flag to be removed, because, as you said, they believe it's the heritage. But they don't understand the other side of that heritage. you know, it's also about what happened to, I mean, the reason that that flag was flown was to say we're fighting because we want to keep slavery. That was our heritage. We had to fight against that. So they don't see that side, but they, you know, everybody is not a racist. Everybody isn't mean, even during the days of slavery. Some people, they were just born into it, and that's the way it was. That, you know, that's how it is. They didn't know any better. And that's the heritage, I guess, that they're trying to hang on to. But I think they fail to see the hurting side of it. And that's what we see, because that's what it represents to us, or most people, the racism and the slavery and the lives that were lost to fight for it or to fight against it. What are the current events? There was one that was just on the news today. I don't know the name, but it was a football player.
Oh,
I don't know if you've seen it, Mercedes.
Okay.
That he was caught on video, on a surveillance camera, where he was in a club and got into an altercation with a white girl, white lady, and he punched her. Now he's put off on his team. I think he's college football. Is NFL?
Yeah, NFL.
Okay. Well, he punched her. But looking at the videotape, you can see she was provoking him. She was pushing on him, and she even punched him. And he reacted and punched her back. Now, tell me what you think about that. Go ahead, Ned.
Okay.
He's about to bust out.
Okay, so the guy name is DeAndre Johnson. Okay, thank you. It was a racial, they said, she said something racial about to him. So, and thing is, women shouldn't punch a man and not expect to get hit back.
Yeah.
That's what I think. You gonna punch a man, expect to get hit back. I don't feel bad for you if you get hit back by the guy. You should never hit him in the first place. And that's her fault.
Okay. I agree. I definitely do not condone violence. I don't condone anybody hitting anybody. And I believe that as a man, he should have walked away because he's bigger and he could put more pain on her. However, I understand his reaction. She punched him in the face.
And he's a football player. Yeah. You know how football, they got raised.
Right. He could have pushed her away and walked away. I agree with that. But this is what my qualm is about. I think that, okay, yeah, let him take the penalty that he needs to take. But also, she should have been arrested because she hit him. That was assault. That's called assault. Huh? Okay. Anaya told me to ask you, Mercedes.
What? I kind of heard the question, but I couldn't understand what the story was about.
Okay.
Something about a football player.
Yeah, they were at a club, a nightclub,
uh-huh.
And I don't know how they got to talking, the football player and a young lady. I don't know how they got to talking, but what we see on the camera, we see them arguing, and she's pushing on him and hitting at him, and then she hauled off and punched them, and he looked like he was trying to just push her away. But when she punched him, he hauled off and punched her back. Now she's hurt because he's a big old football player. He shouldn't have hit her, but she also shouldn't have hit him.
So what was the argument about, though, that made him so mad?
She said something racial to him.
She was calling racist names and I don't know, probably just earthing them out with racist marks.
Oh, well, she had that coming.
She provoked it, huh? She did provoke it.
She had that coming. She should have never provoked them or said any racial things. What was she even doing there?
And the thing about it, now my husband says this. Of course, he don't agree with and condone none of that either. But one thing, he goes even a step further sports stars. He said they shouldn't be going to them clubs because what happens, people get to drinking and they act crazy when they drink. And if people seem to target them to bring out all kind of bad stuff, so he felt it probably could have avoided it if he didn't go. But I say this, since he did.
No, the thing is, she should, she knows she want nothing's going to happen to her because I ain't gonna say it's because she's white, but I am gonna say because she's white. And you see a black guy hitting a white woman, you think nothing's gonna happen? So she knows she's gonna get some money out of this.
True.
Yo, that's probably, well, that's exactly what she probably thought. Either it was because she was a woman and he was a man that he wasn't gonna do anything. Maybe it was because he was a football player and this was like a white woman right here, so he wasn't gonna punch it. That's probably what she thought, but I bet she didn't see
it. See, in the video, you can see he tried to push her back, but then she punched him. So that's why he punched her back.
Well, like I said, she had it coming. I would have said that was in self defense.
Yeah. Well, she never
provoked
them. Right. Don't provoke and don't hit nobody and don't expect to get hit back. Period. Whether you're a man or a woman, nobody should hit nobody.
Especially if you
were
a woman.
It was funny.
On a man.
Yeah. We have.
Later Ali hitting somebody.
We have a caller. And the number ends at 4830. And I'm going to open their line to see what they have to say. Hello, caller.
Hello,
hi.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you? I know that voice.
Yes, this is Mrs. Marshall. I was just calling to let you all know that I'm enjoying the live broadcast. And I'm proud of Anel and Mercedes. And I'm hoping that they go further in life and continue to try to inspire and empower other youth because we need that in the community. We
absolutely,
really do.
Absolutely.
We really
absolutely.
Do.
You're doing a great job.
And I'm
so
enjoying the
that.
Current events talk.
Okay.
So I just want to try to let them know that how proud I am of them. And
oh,
for
hold
them
on,
to
hold on. Oh, what are your opinion about the DeAndre Jordan Johnson issue?
Oh yeah, I did see that. But you know, sometimes I have video cameras too, and sometimes your camera don't actually catch what things actually been said. So I can absolutely believe that something probably was said out the way. And like Miss Nix, I don't condone violence. However. Mm-hmm. My parents taught me if you're big enough to throw a punch, you should be big enough to receive one. So you can't dish something out and don't think it's not going to come back with you. Now, I certainly do not believe that a man should hit a woman.
Right.
But if she hauled off and punched him,
mm-hmm.
I mean, any normal person would hit back. I mean, even a child.
The reaction. Just the reaction.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Right. However, in his situation that he was in, his best option may have should have been just walked away because
absolutely.
He's in the spotlight. And
right.
they look for things like that to actually bring people down. This world is so negative to it look for negative things like that, especially for people that's actually trying to climb the ladder. That they're
right.
waiting on one weak moment to get you, to bring you down. And before his
absolutely.
Career got started, it's gone
that's
just
right.
like that.
Just like
so
that.
You have to pick and choose your battle. That one I probably would have walked away from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you. That's well said. Well said, Ms. Marshall. We thank you. Thank you for calling in, and just please hang around.
Yes, ma'am, I will. I'm going back to listen on my phone. You guys have enjoyed the rest of the show. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
Let us give the number again if anyone else wants to call, and make sure I get this right. 516-418-5949. The number again is 516-418-5949. Okay, now another I don't know if this is a current event. Well, this is not a current event, but Anaya had written down a topic, a couple of topics that you were hoping to discuss. Let's talk about, we're going to get to that. We're going to take a break, and we're going to get to, after the break, we have something. But before that, one of the things that she mentioned on here is bullying. This might go along with bullying because that man was obvious. That was a form of bullying. He was being bullied. Although, you know, we think of bullying being a big old person beating up on a little person, but that's not always the case. Tell me about bullying. What are y'all thoughts on bullying?
What is bullying?
It's a mindset.
Really? Okay.
You just don't, like, you have great parents, but you go out in school for no reason, just want to hit somebody because you feel like it. So that's in your mind. That's not what you grow up doing. Some people, I'm going to say some people don't grow up doing that.
Yeah, but I agree with that. But then again, there are people that live in a household where their parents even bully them. So they feel like the necessary reaction is to go out and bully other people the same way. So I think that it's just the way people grow up. I mean, some people that do the bullying are actually getting bullied as well.
Their environment.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what they see. Now, some bullies or people who bully are really, what's the word I'm looking for? We would have said way back in the day, punks. They wimps. They feel less than, and so they react, and they act
insecure.
They're insecure, exactly. And so they bully other people so they can feel big, so they can make somebody else feel worse than them. That's another type of bullying. There's also bullying, especially nowadays. I'm sure you all have seen this. This is something we never thought when I was growing up because we didn't have all this technology. But there's something that's called when people are bullied online. They call
cyber
it something.
Bullying.
I forget the term. Cyber, that's right. You know, so, and that goes on, that could go on forever because once something is put online, once something is written, it's there forever. And those kind of bullies are indeed hiding behind the screen, hiding behind words. That's easy to write something. It's easy to you know, say mean things about somebody when nobody can see who you are. And that's a real wimp. That's a real wimp. So how can I don't want to put y'all on the spot, but you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. But have either of you ever been bullied?
Yes.
I have.
Okay. And I have too. So I understand some bullying. How did you handle it? If it's been more than one time, pick one time.
I don't know if I should tell the story, but the one thing I was bullied in words
carefully. If you don't, you know, if you think it's going to hurt somebody,
I'm going to try and think. Well, I was bullied in third grade mostly like every day, and I really did hate it. And it was this one bully. I'm not going to say his name, but
okay. Well, we know it's a boy. Okay, but all right.
It was. And me being the person that I was, I didn't like the fight at that point. I really did not. And I didn't think fighting was the best solution for it. But as the next year came around, it kind of resorted to that, and that's kind of how I dealt with that. But even though I didn't think that was a necessary response, that was kind of how I got him to stop.
I understand.
And then another time was around the same year when I was in fifth grade, and this other bully who was in my math class, he used to pick on me, say mean things to me, and mess with me sitting behind my desk every day. But then I had to learn from my experience on what I did from my other bully. So So I didn't do anything. I did tell the teacher and everything, and I had got him in trouble. I did. So I felt like I didn't need to fight in order to make this bully away, because he'll just come back more and just continue to bully me until he's satisfied. So all I did was tell the teacher. I did what I had to do. I didn't resort to violence of anything. And it kind of made me feel good, because as the years went along, and while he kept trying to bully me, I went along and did what I needed to do, and I graduated to the next grade while I left him behind.
They said the best form of revenge is success. That's right. Yes. You showed him. You showed him. Anaya, do you want to share?
Well,
you don't have to. You don't want to.
I've been bullied ever since I came to Mississippi. So I've been bullied for like 10 good years. And what I do is nothing, just pray about it, ask God to forgive those people who are hurting. God, I know they hurt on the inside, so I ask them to help them. And that's pretty much it. Ever since second grade, they've been bullying me about everything from my when I first came up, for my accent. Now they talk about my weight. So they like more. They talk about my weight now and how they look. I really didn't care. They're not me. And they used to, sixth grade. No, that was eighth grade. I made a mistake and said I want to be a wrestler. And I've been talking about that ever since. Eighth grade. I actually made a mistake in doing that. They put me because of that. Said, you want to be a wrestler? Stop calling me like a dude and stuff, because I want to be a wrestler.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, this is my first time hearing about this show. Okay. I'm holding my peace. What's their name? Who's their mama? Okay. Okay. I'm gonna ask you both. This is the psychiatrist in me. Not that I'm a psychiatrist, but coming from the family I do with people who are psychologists and psychiatrists. How did that make you feel? I know it hurt. But
being bullied, how did that make me feel?
Yeah. When you were being bullied,
it made me feel like I was less of a person. Like they didn't care for what my feelings were.
Right.
Yep.
Like they don't know how it feels to be on the other end. Like it hurts us. It breaks down our self esteem. It really affects our future, and they don't get that.
Yeah. And children can be so mean to each other. And what's sadder is when those children don't learn and they grow up and be adult bullies, they still do the same thing in one way or another. And that's a shame. I was bullied quite often as a child as well. I had different stages. When I was a little girl, the youngest, I was skinny. Believe it or not, I was a skinny child. Skin and bones. That's how skinny I was. And then I started growing. You know, I started gaining weight and kept gaining weight. And, yeah, I was bullied because of my weight. But I was also bullied. Now, this is something that goes on and has been going on forever since slavery amongst black people, amongst us. And I know it still goes on. I was bullied because I'm a beautiful chocolate woman. I'm a dark-skinned woman.
Oh my God! Hey. Let's not go there. Oh my goodness!
And we bully ourselves. Look how black. Yeah, black.
Oh my God! But it's mostly from our own people, our own race. I get that so much. You're so dark. I'm like, really? I'm black, just like you.
But let me tell you, Mama. This is what my mama did. My mama always made me feel beautiful, and I hope I make you feel the same way, Anaya, because you are. My mama always made me feel beautiful. And she would say, girl, you so pretty black, pretty black. So I heard them saying, you're ugly black. but I heard her more saying I'm pretty black. So
yep.
Just because they would tease me like that, it didn't hurt me as much because I got the positive reinforcement at home. But it still hurt. Nonetheless, it still hurt. Because like Mercedes said, it did make me feel like less than a person. And it made me feel like, how come I can't look like her? Somebody with lighter skin and what we call so-called good hair. You know, that's something else. We talk about our hair, you know. But now I'm happy to be nappy because I'm nappy. That's just my hair, you know. This is who I am. I think I'm beautiful. So, but you have to get to that point. And I don't know who's listening right now, but I want you to know whether you're a child, whether you're a teenager, whether you're an old woman like me, you are beautiful. Beauty comes from inside. It comes from your heart. You're beautiful because that's how God made you. Whatever your skin tone is, that's what God made you as. He wanted you to be that way. And God, we're all beautiful. Go ahead, Amanda.
And I got to say this. For people in our race that make fun of our skin tone, they were why black women, some black women are not dating black men because they kept saying you are ugly, and so they go into other race, and other people in other races are telling them they're beautiful.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And you know, I honestly don't have anything against interracial dating or marriage. I really don't, because I believe who you love is who you love. The person who God has for you may not be your race, if that's the case. I don't know, but I have a problem when people leave their race to find another race because of different reasons. Some people feel their race isn't good enough for them,
yeah.
And some people leave their race because their race made them feel so bad.
That's me.
And I have a problem with that. That's you.
Yeah.
Don't you leave your race for that reason. You embrace who you are, and you just live life and allow God to send you who he's going to send you. It might be a person you might meet. You know, when you go to college, when you go away, I don't know who you're going to meet. I'm not saying, you know, turn away from everybody just because they're not your same race, but don't turn to them because you hate your race. Okay?
That's
what I'm
saying.
Okay. Problem with that.
let me say this real quick. I want to say this real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm not hating on anybody who's a different race from me, but I just feel like I need to say this. Mm-hmm. Some whites are racist towards black people so much, but do they understand that the black people are the most copied race of any other race? Like, some of them don't even understand that. Like, we make songs, we make dance moves, and everything, but
hairstyles.
And it all comes from black people and black culture, and they feel like they just need to copy our race because they don't have anything in their race to be proud about.
Yeah. And most white people want to be black.
Yeah.
They hate us.
Yeah.
They tan themselves to look dark, and they hate us.
Yeah.
Like, serious? That's kind of...
And we as a people, black people, we've always been the most welcoming people. We didn't come to this country and kick out the Native American. We didn't kick out even the Mexicans.
I would like it. I would love it if people can come and learn about our own culture, but
right.
Why do they have to come and steal from it? That's what I don't understand.
From
like,
music.
I get it, you want to learn stuff about our culture, but you don't have to steal
right.
our culture in order to improve your culture.
Right. Y'all study music. I don't know if you're aware, but, yeah, they stole even a lot of music. From what I understand, what's his name? Elvis Presley. He sat what they call it sampling. He sampled a lot of black music. Not just him, the Rolling Stones. Way back they've been doing that. Hey, look, well, I know this is y'all's show, but y'all know him. What's his name? Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
When I first heard that song, remember the name?
Bye-bye.
On the radio? First thing I said, ooh, Marvin Gaye. I thought it was old school Marvin Gaye. And she said, Robin, I said, oh, no, I don't think so. I knew that music. I knew all of that. I knew it. And he took that music and then going to say, that wasn't Marvin Gaye music? Hello. You know, so they've been, you're right, they've been stealing from our culture a long time. And I love what you just said. It, you know, it would be nice if they just come and just learn. It's okay.
We were the first people on this earth.
We were.
We were like the first people on this earth, right? Weren't we?
Well, Africa.
Yeah.
Mother Africa. At the Garden of Eden in Africa.
Yeah, we were like the first people on this earth.
Yeah. So, but, you know, we, see your generation, and what I'm going to say is, y'all, I find this a lot, so I'm glad, and I applaud you all. I find that you all are more, maybe not you two personally, because I don't know, but your generation, I find that they're very open to accepting other cultures. But as a race, we've been like that forever. We've been welcoming, you know, we were bringing other people into our culture. We weren't kicking people away and killing people and getting them out the way. We've always been open and welcoming. So
that's just a natural
characteristic of our race.
And why do white people want us to go back to Africa when they brought us over here?
Yeah.
Before you bring us over here, you want us to go back now?
Yeah.
Are you overpopulating you guys?
Like, why y'all bring us over here if y'all want us to go back?
Okay. Now, we're going to hold some of that because we're running out of time. We have exactly 3 minutes left. And I wanted to do the song Champion and then come back. Since you two love the WWE, I wanted to give y'all a moment, and you can do it now if you want to. If you want to say something about what's going on in the WWE world,
have at it.
Go ahead. You got
okay. Wrestling news. Vince McMahon bans another wrestling term from TV.
Really?
Okay, last night, Sheamus versus Roman Reigns. Sheamus did a backstab to Roman Reigns. So Vince McMahon, for some reason, don't like that word. So what the change is called knee to spine. Why? I don't know.
Okay. That's exciting to some people, huh?
Oh, another thing. Brock Lesnar. Did you see the part when Brock Lesnar was destroying the car?
Oh, that was cool. He threw the
He did it. He hit somebody again. That's like the third time Brock Lesnar hurt somebody in the audience.
He hurt somebody again?
Yes.
Wait. I probably missed that then. When did he hit somebody? He hit somebody with
the
car
door?
The door.
Yeah,
I seen it when he threw
the door.
But he hit somebody with it. I didn't see him hit anybody with it.
He does that a lot.
Okay, guys. We're going to table all of that. And y'all going to carry on. You're going to get together and decide when you're going to do the show, what time, and all that. And you're going to build your own following and have your own topics. And I'm just proud of you all. I want to congratulate you and let you know that I am very proud of y'all, and I love you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm going to close out with this song. Okay, I won't say my feelings about Chris Brown. I'll just play the song because I like the title, and Anaya gave this to me, so I want some of it to be something that you enjoy. So thank you, and both of you are, in my book, you are champions.
Some people to getting money. can't even see, damn. Award shows, I pour my heart out, and people still steady trying to point my flaws out. And I'd be lying if I say it ain't get to me, but I'm a champion, legend.
History.
Foundation with the bricks they throw in a black and white world. True colors show. Change if you want. Everybody grows. And life's like an ill, but try and get a hold. Opinions ain't facts. Take them in and let them go.
That's right.
You made me who I am.